What a wonderful day!
What a wonderful day!
Are we thankful for the words of Caesar?
We are thankful!
Do we bend our heads?
We bend!
Say his words! Say his words! What a wonderful day!
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I'm Scott.
I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Scotty.
What are we doing today?
Before and after reviews.
That's right. Before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. Joe likes to say spoiler-free. Last week,
spoiler free,
or the week after this, not so much. Not so much.
Okay, I messed up. I messed up big time. I messed up bad. And I'm admitting it. You know, I did. I messed up. I gave some spoilers. This time I won't.
Maybe some.
One or two, but I won't do it this time.
Unknowingly,
you know, because I just, you know, say what's on my mind and
me pausing like, yeah, I don't know about that.
I know you wanted to throw like a DVD at my head, but
oh, stop.
You're really good for not doing that.
So today we are seeing the new Planet of the Apes reboot franchise, the fourth in the series. Do you know the name of it?
I do this time. I think it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes. These movies are a mouthful.
Like, it's a bit much.
It's hard to tell. I constantly have a problem with remembering which one is which. You know, like, what was the first one? Is that Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
I think Rise of the Planet of the Apes is the second one, no?
That's what I'm talking about. I have a confusion with that. Like, what was the first one called? What was the second one called?
The second one was called Caesar's Palace.
That's awesome. That could have happened. I know the third is War.
Oh.
For the Planet of the Apes.
War for the Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
I don't even recall that name.
See, there you go. Then you're proving my point.
Oh.
I enjoy it. Look, I'm going to get this out right off the bat. Like, I like to say way too much on the show. I want to say that I love, love, love these reboots. You know, when people talk about the best reboots or remakes and they're like, oh my God, why do we have so many? I go, because they're successful ones. And sometimes people can really do these well. And it's so funny because the third time's the charm, because Tim Burton's remake of The Planet of the Apes was not so stellar. But these movies came out of nowhere and became extremely good to the point where I would have them on the list of best trilogies ever and also best sequels. People always go, what sequels are the best? Well, these Planet of the Apes films got better and better every movie.
So Mark Wahlberg was in Tim Burton's?
Yes.
Okay, we don't care much for that one.
No, only thing good to talk about there is costumes were amazing. The special effects from Rick Baker and Tim Roth.
Oh, yeah.
Was very good in that film. But unfortunately, that movie wasn't good. And, you know, right now I'd hear Mark Wahlberg in my mind going, what? No.
No.
But here we are with the fourth movie. Now, this is an odd one. Now, I don't know if we should technically count, because this is sketchy. This movie takes place generations after the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard rumors for a while that this necessarily wasn't going to be a sequel to those originals. And then I think it was kind of retooled to kind of fit into it. But I don't know how much of the originals will even play, since this is supposed to be taking place way farther.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of a shame, because one of the cool things about those original remakes is that in the first one, if you pay attention, you'll see that the astronaut that the original took place on, like the with as the main character that the Tim Burton movie also follows, he was shot into space. And so they, you kind of assumed that we would get to a spot where they would try to do that movie and connect the movies into the original movie and have that character show up, which you don't necessarily have to do. You could actually just say that the originals were these movies. You know, this is the prequels to those movies. If you wanted to, you could say that kind of stuff. So it was a little sketchy, and I was a little worried because the reason those movies work so well is the love and the love of filmmaking that Andy Serkis put in. You know, those movies work really well for a lot of reasons. Great director, good scripts, but Andy Serkis like just really made those movies something special. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Andy Serkis is awesome.
Yeah, and he's not here this time. And we also have like a new director team, right? So this time we have Wes Ball, who I only know from the Maze Runner movies as a director.
Okay.
And now that's not something that stands out going, oh, I'm really excited because this guy's directing. He doesn't stick out in my mind as somebody like, oh, this is going to be special because this guy's really crafting something. But that's before I'm seeing it. You know, I'm just speculating here.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you never know.
Yeah. And there are some actors in here, but it does seem like that kind of cast of actors who are more of character actors and nobody standing out as like this big figure.
You know, I gotta say, I really don't know any of the human people.
Yeah, there's like a lead.
As soon as I said human people.
Well, that's the funny thing is the movies have never, there's been human characters being the side character in these movies. I think that's always been the special thing.
Yeah.
Is they really took the journey of the apes and had those other characters kind of be the sideline. But they had good actors each time. This time, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know much of these people. Like, Freya Allen, I think, is going to play the female lead. We only know her from The Witcher. She played Cersei in that. So, yeah, not standing out there. And then, like, the other names are a whole bunch of people we know. But I'm not sure if they're just playing the voices. I don't know how much mocap work was going on with the actors. I don't know if they just gave in voice performances. I'm not sure how this movie was done. Because we're so used to what Andy Serkis did with his teams that he worked with. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of other great actors playing the other apes as well. And they all did the mocap, that did the whole, like, they did everything on set and they filmed them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's happening here. So it makes me a little sketchy on how it'll turn out.
I'm sad that Andy's not involved.
Yeah, that it kind of sucks. Yeah.
I mean, he's like, he's a star in this house. We love him.
Yeah, like right here, it says like one of the top build is Kevin Durand, who we just saw in Abigail. He's the Russian, the big guy.
Oh, okay.
Like he's like another character actor. The same thing with William H. Macy, apparently.
Is he one of the human people?
They don't even have names. Oh, well, Kevin Durand does. He's Proximus Caesar.
Okay, no. Then they're just probably voices.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but yeah. I don't know if they did the work on set is what I was trying to get at.
Okay.
I don't know if they're putting in that much as the originals, and I think that was one of the reasons those movies work so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like a bunch of bit, like, you know, character actors and stuff like that playing in the movie, but I don't know, none of them really stand out and go, oh, wow, there's like a really good cast. So, and also the director, not as well known for me as, you know, not a director that's like standing out as somebody who's actually trying to craft a whole trilogy or something. I don't really know, but he did work on the Maze Runner series. So maybe this is something new, but
might surprise us.
I'm a little worried, but only because the other one set such a high standard that they're so good that I feel like anything coming forward is always going to be in the shadow automatically.
Well, not necessarily, because they just kept pumping out one after the other that was good. So maybe this one will be equally as good.
But like, say, how long has it been compared to, they almost didn't make this a part of the series. They almost tried to make a new thing. I think they were originally talking about just doing a whole new thing, like a reboot, retooling of the whole thing, which is like, why would you do that when it's already a masterpiece?
Yeah, we don't need all that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say these rumors are not like definite, but what I had heard when this movie first started getting talked about, that was some of the rumors going around about it. So I'm kind of nervous. I mean, I'm nervous. At the same time, I'm stoked because I really like apes.
I know. Well, so fun fact about Scott is whenever we have bad movie night and the genre is animal movies, he will just give his every single bit of energy to put on some kind of simian movie.
Yeah, some kind of primate.
Primate. Yeah, and he loves Shakma. He loves all those like killer ape movies. So
the ape monkey genre is just something to behold.
Yeah.
It's always been intriguing, always been fun. And so I kind of just have a love for it. I think mostly because there has been so many good ones.
Yeah, there really has. I mean, we've seen a lot of...
I mean, King Kong is like the OG, you know, the one of the best examples of like old cinema, you know, and monster movies.
It sure is.
And then you have, like you said, these Planet of the Apes films. And then there's just so many movies that like people love. And they stand the test of time in a way where it's so crazy. I mean, we just saw online, we just saw that the Godzilla Kong movie made a lot of money. And I'm like, and it almost made the most money in the MonsterVerse for Legendary. And that's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Seeing as how the movie was a really goofy little like cheese movie, people are really seeing it. Why does it really draw people in? Why is it such a powerful thing? I don't know. And I don't know why I appreciate it so much, but every single time I get excited to watch one.
Because it looks beautiful and there's like ultimate fighting and ultimate destruction.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I mean,
the visuals are amazing.
The ape movies in general, like in the monkey movies in general, like the whole thing. Like, I don't know, something about it always. I think we've only done one movie with gorillas in it. And that was
An old one. I think even who was it? Bela Lugosi was in that.
No, I was saying I'm talking trash. We've only done one movie, and that was Congo.
Oh, that's Congo.
The only movie, and I don't even know if in that movie, in that episode, we discussed how much I like these kind of movies.
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't think so. But
it was just talking trash.
Shockingly, I haven't taken over talking trash for a month. It was just monkey and gorilla movies.
I mean, are there any more to see? I mean, we've done them all.
Well, I can talk about all of them.
Well, I like that Bela Lugosi one. What was it called? The gorilla...
Oh, it's so bad. You don't like that movie. I think it's just called Gorilla. You're talking about Bela Lugosi meets a gorilla, a Brooklyn gorilla?
Brooklyn gorilla, yeah. It's
so bad.
Because it was so funny. You could literally see the guy's eyes in the suit.
Oh, it's just
like the white part of his eyes. Like, he just...
It's crazy.
But I love it. It was fun to make fun of.
So, with this movie tonight, what do you think your score is going to be coming out of the movie?
I think I'm going to have fun with this because I've had fun with the other ones. I'm going to say I'll come out with a 6 at least.
At least?
Yeah, I'm hoping to come out with a 7.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being very disappointing. You know, I can't imagine it being like, oh, that sucked.
It depends on how over the top they go with the plot, you know? If they keep it simple and, you know, I think it'll be good. But if they try to do too much, you know, and they just oversaturate it, it's going to be too much to handle.
Okay.
So I'm hoping for a 7, but I think I'll come out with a 6. Hopefully it's not crap.
Yeah, I would say, would you agree that you think this will be the lesser of all the movies so far in this series?
Yeah.
I do too. That's the thing that kind of gets me. Like, it's going to be we never expected each movie to be good. You know, right. And that's why I'm like laughing. Like, there's no way they're going to keep up with that trend.
No, I mean, maybe we'll be like pleasantly surprised, but yeah. I don't know.
I'm just, if I had to guess, I would say probably no. But let's go see it, because I think I'm going to agree with you with the 6. Hopefully not lower. I'll cry.
Oh, no.
But yeah, let's go check this movie out.
Okay.
Legend says ape and human lived side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
Why do they hunt her?
She's smarter than most.
The elders did not tell us everything.
about this world.
Bend for your king.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Together, you will die.
No, together, strong.
All right, we're back. We just saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
That's kind of diabolical.
I put a voice on it.
I like it.
All right, so let me clarify something I had said in the opening, which was, you know, there's not much of a well-known cast. There are some character actors that we know, but not like big draw names. Like usually these movies have someone really big in them. And I, after watching this movie now, I have to take that back, because seeing what they did digitally in the movie, I can see where they cut corners on price with big known stars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very cleverly casted a bunch of more bit actors and, character actors, instead of putting the names on the marquee. They knew that the movie was going to sell off of the fact that it's a Planet of the Apes film.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing the CG, I just want to say, holy shit. Because, wow, did this movie look incredible.
It really did.
This is some of the best effects I have seen in quite some time. I know that, everybody's just, awe over Avatar and stuff like that. There was a part in this movie where I just completely believed everything I was seeing. It got to the point where it stopped doing the staring at the effects and more staring at the characters as they were real people, you know, or real living creatures.
Yeah.
And then it would do something again where the effects were so incredible that I went, holy shit. Because this movie doesn't need to do the levels that it does, but it just kept doing it. And then, you know, you got that whole joke where you do effects and you do layers of effects. Mm-hmm. So you're each kind of a layer is a new difficulty. And it just kept going for it. First, they start off in lush jungle and cityscapes taken over by plant life. Then they go and they do, more of that kind of stuff. But then they do ocean and, desert looking thing. And then they go, yeah, what if we do more underwater stuff or water fighting?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, does this look good? I just kept saying it. I'm awe and just complete awe of the movie. Now, okay. I also said in the opening, did I think that this would be up to the standards of the original trilogy? And I got to say, yes. That, I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet, but I'm hoping you agree with me. I don't know. I have no idea, but I absolutely love this flick. So tell me, please, talk to me.
Okay. Well, I thought this movie was visually stunning. I could not take my eyes off of them. I was looking at every single feature on their faces, and it was just so beautiful. I was just completely, you said, in awe of how amazing they looked. The way they moved, it was so fluid. Everything about them, it was beautiful. And the set pieces, the cinematography was so good. And then, when they showed part of the world and how that was decayed, and, just they showed different parts of what used to be an airport or whatever. And it was overrun with foliage, and it just looked so beautiful. It just looked amazing. I did not have any problems with pretty much anything in this movie except one thing.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to go to your cons? Because you said nice things. So do you have any cons at all?
Well, I was hoping we were going to talk. But I will say, to add to what you were just talking about with the environments, what I really loved was I knew where they were without being told.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they show you landmarks, mm-hmm. I was like, oh. And like you said, hey, there's a plane. And I was like, I think they're at an airport.
Yeah.
And then, yes, they're at an airport. And then you start going, oh, I know what place there are. I know what city they're in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, that is really cool. Like, it's like, it reminded me of like when I played Fallout 3 for the first time. It's like, I recognize this area, even if it's destroyed. Mm-hmm. I know where I am, and it feels like I know the moment, like the spots.
Right. Yeah.
And the movie was doing that too, where I was like, oh my God, I feel like this makes sense. You know, my mind is like, oh, I even know where we are, and how cool is that? I don't mm-hmm. know. That to me was very impressive. You want to go into cons? Go ahead. I want to hear
things. I only have one.
Only one, okay.
Problem. And I will say it's the human girl.
Really?
Yeah. Not her. Just not her as a person, but just the situation around her. And I can't really say anything without giving away any spoilers. We'll talk about it when we get done. But there is just something about the human element that bothered me. But otherwise, that's it. I mean, this movie looked beautiful. It was beautiful, and you connected with the characters. You connected with Noah and, you know, his, what does he call him? The clan. His clan.
Yeah, they're at the Eagle Clan.
The Eagle Clan.
The main characters.
Yeah. You connected with them. You felt for them. You were sad for them. You were happy for them. You had all the emotions with them.
Yeah.
It was crazy to connect with, I guess, you know, apes mm-hmm. in a situation like this, because we've been told in past movies that, oh, they're going to go ape shit. Oh, did you see what I did?
I did see what you did.
I didn't do that on purpose either. I'm such a loser. Sorry. But, yeah, they're going to lose their minds and, you know, start fighting, and then, you know, they're going to destroy everything. But
what are you referring to there?
We've known in the past movies, like, we knew that they were going to take over. Basically.
Well, they already had at the end of the last one.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, okay, are we supposed to sympathize with this particular clan? I don't know. So I was a little iffy, but yeah, I did. I felt for them.
Yeah.
I felt for them.
I was very impressed with the first 30-minute setup of this movie. It got, you know, there's a lot of movies where we watch it where I don't feel like you are emotionally established into the characters enough to want to follow them. And sometimes they'll just rush, or sometimes some movies take too much time and still don't flesh it out well enough. In 30 minutes, this movie pretty much established characters that I understood, I cared about, I was worried about, you know, and I was on board with the journey, what the film was going to be. Mm-hmm. And that was only like the first 30 minutes. I was like, this is a great opening of a film.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I forgot to add fire to the elements of the CG. Like, they did they tackled all of the elements.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like, I cannot believe. I'm like, wow, this movie is doing so much character work with so, like so little dialogue, not needing it. Mm-hmm. More like just the facial expressions and, the body language of the characters. And I'm like, this is well built up. This is a really, really smart, like, structured film. Like, we see so many movies where I'm like, damn, that is, why am I not attached?
Yeah.
Why is this emotion not affecting me like it should? You know, some movies like beat you over the head with like, these are sad moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but why am I not feeling anything? Why am I not on the edge of my seat? Why am I not being affected? And I think this movie was able to do that very quickly. And I think that's kind of a testament to, like, really well-done filmmaking.
Yeah, for sure. So that was going to be my question to you, because in the before, you were a little apprehensive about the director. How do you feel now?
Yeah, I'm blown away. I can feel his work from The Maze Runner. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the first Maze Runner. And I hope he did that one. I know he did a bunch of them. I don't know if he did them all. I also feel like I didn't see them all. Mm-hmm. I definitely know I didn't see the last one. But I remember really liking The Maze Runner 1. And I feel like I could feel it in this movie. And I was like, okay, I can feel his style. But yes, he was able to turn out a really powerful flick, I think. I have a con too, but it has to do with the ending of the movie and my not understanding of how water works. Because something happens at the end here, and I was like, how high up is this water running, and how does that work? Maybe I don't understand how water works. I kept saying
I have an answer for you, but we'll have to talk off
okay.
The podcast.
Because it seemed very, very bizarre what was happening in that moment, and I was a little confused. And I remember thinking to myself at the end of the movie, I was like, man, I really like this movie. And then I was like, they really have a hard time explaining to me how this water is working in this sequence. But okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to let it go, but I know this is dumb. I kept saying, I know this is a little bizarre in what's happening in this moment. But again, that being said, I'm very surprised at how much I enjoyed it.
I am too. I thought I was going to come out of this movie with a 6, but I was hoping for a higher number. And I do have a higher number. I'm going to come out with a 7.
Yeah, in my mind, I am battling an 8.
Okay.
I really don't think, I have enough cons. I don't think there wasn't a moment I didn't enjoy. I will say that I guess a con would be that it might be too long for people. And I feel like with the human element, I feel like you have to really understand what makes people bad. And a lot of people don't have that in them. A lot of people think that, no matter what, humans or Americans are the best. You know, I don't think like that. You know, I'm on that side of it. Like, no, we cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, we do.
And this movie this movie is really based in that. Like, is it good? Are people good? And if you don't have a mindset where you can see, like, oh, maybe we're doing the wrong thing, then maybe some of this won't connect. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think I could feel it in the audience we were with that maybe they weren't connecting with what they were being shown with the human element part of it. And I can see that being a con for a lot of people.
Right. Well, like I said, I do have a problem with the human element. And I feel like there's something missing there, and maybe, you know, you can clarify something for me at the end.
But okay. We'll talk about that. Like,
yeah.
I will say that I really, really like this actress in this movie.
Wow, she's gorgeous. Okay, now
beyond that.
She's gorgeous. Her character. But she's also the human element thing here is I have a problem with her appearance, okay? I'm not going to lie. Now, she's been out in the wilderness and trying to survive for how long?
I definitely knew you were going to bring this up, and I definitely knew that was a glaring issue when you first see her, but as the movie goes on, you're told some things.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah, okay.
Yeah. When you first
see her, there's a reason that things are happening the way that they're happening.
Yeah.
Kind of clicks with me, but I, of course, understand, yes, the she looks very attractive in this moment.
She's absolutely gorgeous, but like I feel like in a situation that she's in, you would not have that type of glow. I mean, she looked like she stepped right out of a freaking makeup chair, and she didn't even have any makeup on. She just looked perfect. So, you know, a couple of little dirty spots on her face.
The first time you really get to see her, she looks like a mess.
Yeah.
But as the more the sunlight, and man, I mean, watching the actress stand with the two different apes, I think one's an orangutan, the other one's an ape. They're when the three of them are standing, it looks so good. I was like, how are they doing this? And I cannot wait to watch behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she's really standing there with
Really does.
You know, I was looking at the lighting and the fantastic lighting that they were able to get on the characters, which made it really feel real. And I don't think a lot of people understand how important that is to the uncanny valley where your eye is telling you something is wrong. And here I was like, nope, I believe this. I cannot believe how well they shaded this, how well they got shade and light on these characters, like to make them feel real. And motion blur, another thing that takes things out of it. Usually you have to have some. And just them riding horses.
Oh my God, I was going to say that I loved watching them ride horses. I thought it was breathtaking because they were doing some fighting while on the horses. Yeah. And I just cannot take my eyes off the lead character, who's Noah. He just looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And he was such a likable character on top of it all. And I just couldn't take my eyes off of him. I thought he was great.
Also very impressive for me, too, is how every ape stood out.
Yep.
You knew them all. You can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is quite impressive when you see it.
Yeah. They all looked different. They all had their own sense of humanity, is that the word? Because they all kind of had, even though they're apes, they still looked like humans, and they had a heart.
Yeah.
They had feeling. They like emoted. Everything looked so beautiful on them. They were just gorgeous.
Yeah. I guess another con might be how easy, like how well everything comes out in the end of this movie. Like, I feel like maybe things got too safely wrapped up, but it also becomes about something else in the end, and I think I quite like that. And I don't know going forward, because I definitely know that they want to do more, and this definitely seems to want to set up something.
They definitely set up something.
Don't know how it could go forward, because they already should have wrapped up some of the stuff that they seem to be restarting in the last one, and with the Woody Harrelson character and everything in the last one. So that intrigues me of why they would go with it and how they would do things. And since Eagle Clan kind of wraps up in a satisfying way and also kind of a safe way, I don't know if these are the characters that we would follow. I don't know what would be next.
No, I don't think we're going to be following those characters in the next one at all.
I'm intrigued where they could go. It's a very interesting thing. I am struggling with the absolutely high review, which I rarely do, but I cannot think of a thing in this movie that really disappointed me enough to go low.
Yeah.
Or any lower than an 8. Because I kept thinking about it during the movie. I was like, This is a really epic film. Like, this is, I know it's also long. A lot of people might be turned off. It's like 2.5 hours almost, or maybe 220.
225.
I know that might turn off some people, and some people might be bored. I was not. I was really absorbed in this flick, and I could not think of a moment where I was like, okay, you know, okay, enough's enough. I was like, you know what? I'm on board. Like, totally wrapped up, absorbed in the concept, the idea of it. And maybe this is just my ape love talk. I don't even know. But this one really, just really, really worked for me. Okay. I definitely couldn't go any higher, of course, because I think I needed a little more emotion, or maybe a little more spectacle that stands out more. Like, I know... Mm-hmm. Like, Dune 2 was a movie this year already where I was like, this is close to being, I had flaws. I see some flaws in it, but cinematography, music, what they're trying to get through in that movie, that it really got me and pushed me to that high review. This one might not have emotionally or, you know, the score or anything. There wasn't like something that really like, got me and went, wow, this is like some real next level. But I think this one is pretty damn good as a story goes, as a movie goes, mm-hmm. as a theater experience. And again, I'm glad I saw it on the screen I saw it on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that screen X that we've been seeing movies on recently has been working for me. There's times where when the screens kick on, I'm like, damn, that really does work. Like getting my, like making me absorb more into the feeling of it. So that kind of like clicks with me. And so I'm kind of glad I saw it on that. And it also looked beautiful. We had a really nice screen. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going high. I'm going an 8. This is wild for me.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my 7. I have some issues that I'll just discuss with you later. But yeah, I'm going with a 7.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that's all you got? Any other
thoughts? That's all I got. That's all I got, man.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. Hopefully next week we got Tarot. Yeah, we watched that. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We're on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night, and Joe is at The Crafty Misfit. Go check out what she's making, and hit me up if you really disagree or agree. I always love to hear anybody talk about their feelings about a movie. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and have a good one. Bye.